You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hey, very good morning to you on a Monday morning, the 20th day of August. Welcome to the house that Ruth built. No, the house that you built, the house that I built, the house of All Marine Radio. That's the house. Actually, that's the name of it, the House of All Marine Radio. So, anywho, good morning to you. Hope you had a good weekend. I had a good weekend, hung out a little bit, and then did a little yard work yesterday. So, yard work. Not exactly my favorite, but, come on, you gotta do it. I think as soon as, you know, you stop doing your own yard work, I think something happens to you, and I don't think it's good. You think Michael Jackson would have turned out the same way if he'd have done his own yard work? No. You think he would have turned out the same way if he'd driven his own car? No. So, the day that you become that guy, oh, Mac, you don't understand. They have to do that. No, they don't. Come on. Get the disguise out. Supposedly Michael Jackson was use a Springsteen title, but he was brilliant in the art of disguise. Yeah, who knew? Michael Jackson, brilliant in the art of disguise. His brother tells a story. I saw some special on him. His brother talked about seeing him in a record store. And he looks and he says, he walks up, looks at the guy, says, "Michael?" And Michael Jackson says, shut up, don't say anything. So when you become that guy or girl, and you stop doing your own yard work, yeah, I know, this memo to all you people out there that have your own gardeners and shit. Yeah, you need to at least do part of it. You know what I mean? At least do part of it. Okay, you need to hold on. I have to close the window that I didn't close. And the jets start taking off at Orange County Airport that's about a mile from here. So hold on. All right. Excuse that. It's called on-air producing. But, all right. So, I did yard work. I have this bush. I have one bush that when it gets warm, grows like, you can't even believe, grows like a weed. It's got big thorns coming out of it. I don't even know what kind of bush it is, but I would never plant it. I didn't plant it. And then I've got these, I think they're called pepper trees or something like that. They're in front of the house. They're a bit unruly, so I'd get up and whack those. But I have a system down when I do my yard work now. I've learned from doing it now repeatedly how to do it. That's right. And ultimately, I'm lazy. And so the reason I look for shortcuts is because I'm lazy. I don't want to be out here forever doing this stuff. So that's a little bit of peach, mango, crystal light, just so you know. I'm not a coffee guy. Never learned how to drink coffee, let alone Starbucks. Oh, my God. But I'll go into Starbucks with people. I'd like a pecan, oregano, espresso, two shots, brown sugar, some brown rice, kale, and decaf, almond coffee. Like, what the hell? What is this, Baskin and Robbins? This is such a joke. Anyway, so your audio is gooned up, skipping and playing fast. That ain't me. Everything I'm putting out there is, I can hear it. So it might be your internet connection. Okay. Yeah, skipping and playing fast. See, if that was my CPU, I would see it in the audio printout. As it records, right? I get this graph. I see my voice. I see the voices of other people when they're on the program. And you would get gaps in it, right? As the computer glitched. So the problem with audio that you send out over the internet is that it gets shot into the internet, and at times that stream can be broken, and then it gets downloaded through an internet connection, and at times that connection can be gooned up. And then there's spooling involved and all kinds of other stuff. So if it sounds gooned up, let me know. Skipping here too. Then it is me. Nice. Well, there's only one thing I can do. But that entails rebooting the computer. And, okay, let's take a vote. We'll vote, should I reboot the computer? And hopefully that solves the issue. Skipping and playing fast. I've never heard that in my entire life. So go ahead and vote. live.almarineradio@gmail.com. You can find it on the website too. Do you vote for reboot or do you vote for stay the course? These things tend to smooth out. So go ahead. We'll do a quick tabulation. And then the program will continue. I was talking about being normal. Yeah, Elvis, Michael Jackson, they become wackos, right? Why do they become wackos? Well, they become wackos because they don't, they stop doing things that normal people do, right? Yeah, mow your lawn, clean your garage, right? Drive your car. And then you wind up turning into a total goofball. Yeah. And it's just, it tends not to work very well. Reboot. Okay, there's one for reboot. There's two for reboot. You kidding me? All right. Three, reboot. So far, it's unanimous. The skipping, I can understand the skipping, because normally skipping is a sign of congestion. I can understand that. Okay, so I'm trying to think how we'll do this. We'll pretend like we're taking a commercial break. Reboot. 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 All right. Enough already. The reboot will happen here. Let me just set it up and get everything ready to reboot. So we're going to pretend like we're going to take a... You know what it is to reboot a computer that's streaming audio? It's not like shutting down your basic... It's not like shutting down other things. Okay, but I'm not going to be a whiny bitch about it. It is what it is. Never done this before. Alright, so we're going to take a quick break. Almarin Radio will continue after this. You're going to hear a commercial break, and then it's going to cut out right in the middle of it. Don't reset your stream. In about, it's going to take 3 or 4 minutes to reboot. In about 3 or 4 minutes, the stream will come back. You will hear us coming out of a break. Normal bumper music, ID, stuff like that. So, good Monday morning to you. Feels like a Monday. Alex Holling's supposed to join us here in a little bit. He's had this kind of a Monday too. He sent me an email a little bit ago. Hey man, I can't come on today. And I said, well, here we go, Monday. And now it's continuing. But Holling's unscrewed himself, or at least he got his, he was having a little disaster and got that, his arms around that. So, in keeping with the spirit of the morning, don't touch that dial. More Malmering Radio coming up next. I've got some interesting things to say about Intel clearances for life, right? I've also got some interesting things to say about the Pope's letter. So, don't touch that dial. We'll do that. We'll check the news. We'll get it going on a Monday. Good morning to you.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel... alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Alright. Now somebody's got to tell me. I guess I could listen to it myself. Sound okay? It's still clipping? You can listen to Van Morrison here for a minute. I got no issues with that. I love that website. Hold on, I have to take my headset off. Hey, there it is. Awesome. All right. Thank you to everybody out there for helping me unscrew myself. I will tell you, one of the most frustrating things about doing this is, there'll be different things that update on your computer, right? And they update automatically. Well, when they change audio settings and stuff like that, and they require a reboot, but they don't tell you, a little bit frustrating. Because you know when you find that stuff out? When you go to do it. It's not the way we exactly draw it up. Alright, so somebody sent an email. Sounds good to me on the web feed. That's just me though. Email. Hey Mac. I think they're on to you now. You were just about to talk about clearances. Oh, shocked. You got jammed. Big Brother is watching. And listening. And tracking. And anything else that has to do with your identity, they know it. I laughed the other day when you said George Orwell could only have dreamed. That's no joke, though. You to Google? Yeah. Google is so far up my ass, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're like, their tentacles are coming out my eyeballs, like one of those horror flicks. All right, the octopus tentacles out my eyeballs and out my ears, out my mouth. Google. They know everything. Yeah, a little bit revealing last week when they said, oh, when you shut off your phones, history, tracking, and stuff like that, we still track you. Oh, wait a minute. I thought you said you didn't do that. So, anyway. The email. So, Mac, when you shut down, what all does it entail when you have to boot it back up? Well, there's software that streams. Obviously, there's web browsers that you check news. That's nothing. There's audio software that you record, right? That's how the podcast gets done. And that's not pretty robust audio, right? They've made it smaller over the years, but it still takes up a fair amount of computer space. So when you go to reboot and spool that all out, yeah, it takes a little bit of time to do. But it sounded like a normal commercial break without any audio. So anyway, actually went pretty smooth. And I was thinking about, well, I hope that we don't need, I hope I don't get the dreaded Windows is updating right now. Standby. Like, that's all I need here on a Monday morning. So anywho, but welcome back. Welcome back to the program as we get it going. All right, I need to, first of all, I need to open the program after 30 minutes, for God's sake. So, we're going to talk about security clearances for life, an interesting concept. And we're going to talk about that in the context of, there's certain courtesies that are extended to military people and that are extended, evidently, to intelligence service people. Okay? If you decide to throw your hat in the political realm and not merely to do things that those people do, which is advise the sitting government and also to testify before Congress and maybe advise other companies, if you go out of that realm and decide that you are going to get involved in a big way in domestic politics and oppose the sitting party, so you venture into the land political. Does that courtesy still extend to you? Should it? If you're a military officer and use John Allen and Mike Flynn as cases in point, both of them were involved in very high profile ways in those political affairs. When you do that and you cross a line to becoming a politician, do you lose access to that? So we'll talk about that. And then I want to talk about the Pope. So good morning to you on this 20th day of August. United States Marine Corps Band makes it official today. Finally. Dedicated to people who don't do their own yard work, all right, who are slowly but surely losing their minds because they don't. The rest of us would like to encourage you to come back to the planet. You're really not that fictitious person that you're reading about. So again, I know you might be a rich guy and you might have a lot of grounds, but pick out a spot, all right, and say, you know what, I'm gonna care for that. Because it's part of what makes you a normal human being. And for those of you who have chauffeurs and drivers and all that, okay, go down, get your windows tinted, right? Get a couple disguises and go learn how to drive. Take your wife out or your kid, have them teach you how to drive again, and join the rest of us back on the planet. So this is to all you disconnected people that have stopped doing, and this is in the hope that by being more normal, more like the rest of us, you don't continue on your wacko way, which ultimately ends poorly. So, dedicated for all you people like that.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, you know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time for us to check weather. We won't take a break, and then cut your own grass. There's an email for you before I get to the weather. Amen, brother. I can't believe how many neighbors I see using lawn services. They need to have their kids out there cutting the grass. Come on. Still skipping and cutting out. Well, the only thing I tell you is, hang in there. Then it's something that has to do with the internet service that is the uplink. And there's nothing I can do about that. So, you might, if it continues, I hate to tell you to shut it off and come back in a little bit and pick it up on the podcast. Yeah, I find that stuff maddening. Yeah, crappy audio. So, anyhow, I hate that. Anyway, all right, Clouds in 75 in Quantico. Clouds in 81 at Camp Lejeune. Clouds in 76 in Granbury, Texas. Big Timber, Montana cooled off. Clouds in 53. 29 Palms, California. It warmed up a little bit. Sunny in 86 right now. Pendleton, clouds in 72. Okinawa, dark, cloudy, and 81 with a weather warning. Marja, evening is set. 103, so still warm for Afghanistan and Helmand Province, and at the home of Allmarine Radio, 72 degrees under cloudy skies. I have a couple thoughts about security clearances. There's this kind of there's a courtesy extended, and people will make cases. But normally, the way security clearances work is this: when you no longer need access by virtue of your job, okay? Then your access is revoked, okay? So because you don't have any need anymore, you still have your clearance, but your access is revoked. Right? When you leave the service, for most of us, right, you still have an active clearance in the database, right? You still have a clearance that's good, right? And then if you need to use it professionally, they have to apply for access. That's how that works. Okay? So when you're a lifelong, when you serve as a general officer, you serve as a member of the intelligence community, there are courtesies extended to you after your retirement. But I think all those courtesies go away when you enter the realm of politics. Mike Flynn should have had his clearance revoked when he decides to become involved in domestic politics. Okay? Why is that? Well, because it's a partisan event. Well, shouldn't he be able to keep... No. You are now in the realm of politics, okay? So you will be a pedestrian like everybody else involved in politics. All right? Same thing with John Allen. And let me tell you, I have no problem with, as I said on the show, I would much rather have general officers publicly involved in politics than this nefarious, incestuous migration from the DOD to General Dynamics, right, to Boeing. That's greasy and gross and disgusting and involves billions of dollars. Oh, I was involved in purchasing what these guys sold a couple of years ago, but I've sat out 6 months or whatever the waiting period is, and now I'm going to join their board of directors. Got it. That makes sense to me. So, to me, the line there is politics. When you want to affect domestic politics, and again, and I would differentiate that between testifying in front of, hear that? Jack's having a nightmare. He's barking at somebody. Normally I'd wake him up, but he's got a man up in, by, he's on his own in this dog dream. That he's going through. If Colleen were here, Colleen has a fit when this happens. She thinks he's having a nightmare. Yeah, I said, well, he might be. Only he knows. It's his dream. He's barking at somebody, though. Maybe he's like the big dog. So, anyway, dog nightmares. Everybody got to deal with their own, including Jack. So, I just think that test is politics. When you decide that you want to, which historically intel people and active duty military people stay out of. However, some decide they'd like to get involved in domestic politics. To me, when you do, sorry, you just became a partisan. All that access, those courtesies, you no longer rate. Okay, so I want to say about that. So to me, they should review all those people. If you're involved in advising the government and they want to grant you a clearance, that's fine. If you're not involved in it, if you're politically opposing them, then to me, why would they allow you to continue to carry a clearance when they don't have any need for you? Because it's your right? I don't think so. But make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. It is a tit for tat event. Maybe Jack is squaring off with the bear dog. Let me tell you, Jack would be screaming. But I will tell you this. Among the two canine units in the house, Joe, much more, I would say, demonstratively aggressive. But when another dog looks and barks, Joe turns and runs. Jack, he's like a hippie. He's just having a good time. But when it comes time for a fight, Jack mans up. Straight up, Jack mans up. Joe's a pussy. Jack jumped off the third story apartment in Los Angeles. He saw dogs walking down on the sidewalk. He sticks his head like out of the grill, and I just moved in. I hadn't been there 3 days. And I'm unpacking boxes, right? And Jack's rolling around, and he's sticking his head out through the bars, looking around. Cars, whenever he hears something, goes rolling out there. And so all of a sudden you hear the screaming from out on the street. And it sounds like somebody's being attacked. So I run to the balcony thinking that to see what's going on, and I'll go down and help. What the hell? And so I see this guy and this girl, and they've got a dog down there, and she's just screaming. And I see Jack, like, staggering to try to get up. And I look, and I said, did he jump? She said, oh, my God, all of a sudden this dog fell out of the sky. So, I mean, you got to respect that about Jack. He might be a hippie, but he likes to play with other dogs, right? He looked at that from the third story of an apartment building, and he looked, and he's like, I could do this. Launches himself off the third story so he could play with another dog. You got to respect that. And so I run down there. Jack's like, I thought he had hurt his leg, but he had, he landed in grass and kind of a flower bed around a palm tree, and he was concussed. Yeah. Nothing wrong with his leg. his brain wasn't functioning right. And so, yeah, he's staggering. So I pick him up. Come here, stupid. But honestly, I was really happy with it. Come on, man. You have a dog that jumps off a third floor building? Come on. Gotta be fired up. Do you think he's doing his own yard work? Hell yes. Do you think he's driving his own car? Hell yes. Jack. Man dog. Although he is kind of a wuss. He had a near-death experience. Actually, he had kind of a near-death experience with my lawnmower. I had him out front, and he's just playing like he normally does, right? I'm mowing the lawn, and I've got this thick cable. Not thick, but maybe quarter-inch cable, right, that I got in North Dakota. It's coated with plastic, and so Jack's moving around and doing stuff, and I'm mowing the lawn. And so now I'm going to drive over the cable, and I think, well, the lawnmower's not going to suck it up, right? So I just drive over it. Sure enough, it doesn't suck it up. Jack keeps playing. I keep mowing. I turn around. I come back the other way. Second time through, I'm not sure what happened. Lawnmower sucks up the cable. Jack comes flying towards the lawnmower. And I let my hands off the thing. Lawnmower stops. Jack, to include yesterday, when I start mowing the lawn, Jack, he goes into, like, total meltdown. He's in the house, like, hiding under the bed. Come on, bro. Everybody makes mistakes. So, Jack's lived a moderately traumatic. He's lived a moderately traumatic life. And he has survived. He jumped out of a car in San Clemente, Patrick's truck. Patrick's driving in San Clemente. I don't know what we were doing, but he was following me someplace. And Jack goes with Patrick. And I almost told Patrick, hey, Patrick, roll the window up a quarter so he doesn't do anything stupid and jump out. So Patrick's behind me. We're going down. It might have been Avenue Palazada in San Clemente, headed for El Camino Real. We're going to go left on El Camino Real, right at the intersection where the 7-Eleven is. And we're in the left turn lane, right? Patrick's behind me. I see him in the rearview mirror. I turn left, and all of a sudden, Patrick's not there. Jack is in the passenger seat, right? And there's traffic, right? He sees a dog on the sidewalk. He launches out in traffic. Patrick said how the truck that was coming up missed him. Do not know. And then Napa Man had him, and Napa Man... I mean, like in Napa, you don't put dogs on leashes and you don't have fences because it might hurt their feelings. And somehow or other, this bled into Napa. So I'm out of town. Napa Man has three kids. It's like, hey, I'll take care of Jack. My dad's even going to be in town. So there'll be all kinds of super. I'm even going to be supervised. I'm like, how can that get screwed up, right? So I'm somewhere on the other side of the country, and I get this phone call. Hey, do you have a dog named Jack? I'm like, yeah, who are you? Oh, I'm Tina, and I have him. Like, where are you? Like, I'm on the 5 freeway, stop. So Jack had, like, leaves Napa Man's house, crosses El Camino Real, which is the Coast Highway. Yeah, again, I don't know why he's got this fixation with the Coast Highway. And he then, like, migrates up and gets on the interstate, and Napa Man's like, he's, like, nowhere to be found. What? Are you sure? Yeah, here's your number, man. Go get my dog, you dope. So, yeah, so he was on it. He was on it. Yeah, Napa Man. Do not give him your dog, whatever you do. Okay? Anyway. So, yeah, now that the program's been totally screwed up, I'm not going to go over the news today because I don't have time. I was going to get into the Pope a little bit about his letter, but I want to get into Navy Times again and their headline writers, okay? Now, this is the kind of shit that pisses me off, all right? The guy, I don't like the guy who wrote the article about the lieutenant for the New York Times last week. I don't like him because in an effort to be quick to the headline, he wrote a completely bullshit story after an F-18 crashed in 29 Palms. Right, there was never a retraction. There was never an apology. Okay, yeah, we got that wrong. Okay, that's bullshit. He's a former Marine, and he reported F-18 broke up before it hit the ground. Total bullshit. Okay, that guy went all the way to Australia to embed to write this big fucking story for the New York Times about the female second lieutenant. She doesn't want any part of it. He got two sentences out of it and three pictures. Congratulations to the New York Times. And they played that up into a story. What did they get out of it? They got her name for the first time. That was the big breaking piece of news. Yeah, I won't even say the guy's name because he pisses me off so much. Anyhow, so here's the latest version of that. Okay, the latest version is headline, Marine shot in the head and sang and returns to duty. Right? Whoa, shot in the head. Except guess what? He wasn't shot in the fucking head. So that's the headline. Here's the story. Now, Sean Snow doesn't write the headline, okay? But it just pisses me off. This kind of bullshit. Right? It's the same kind of clickbait nonsense. Right? So would you read the story if the headline says, Marine receives Purple Heart for round ricocheting off his head, round impacting his helmet, glancing off his helmet, and saying, would you read that story? I don't know, probably not. Would you read a story that says Marine shot in the head and sang and returns to full duty? It just pisses me off. A Marine serving with the Small Advisor Task Force in Helmand, Afghanistan, has returned to full duty after being shot in the head while operating at a remote outpost in Sangin. Was he shot in the head? Story goes on. The incident occurred while the Marine was embedded with the 2nd Brigade of the Afghan Nationals 215th Corps at Fob Nolé in the Sangin District, according to Lieutenant Catherine Kochert, a spokesman for Task Force Southwest. The New York Times reported that the bullet glanced off the Marine's helmet. How about that? Does that sound like somebody shot in the head to you? The bullet glanced off the Marine's helmet. The Marine has been submitted for a Purple Heart. Probably because of the concussion thing. Right? Even if it glances off your helmet and you don't lose consciousness, guess what you call that? Lucky. You don't call it a Purple Heart. Yeah. So, yeah. Not making me happy. Okay. I won't say it's kind of greasy. It's really greasy. It's greasy journalism. And the worst part is, because again, this is Sean Snow. He's a former Marine too. After being shot in the head while operating at a remote outpost in Sangin, I guess it's probably not the headline writer's fault. Because it's in the first paragraph of the story. Was he shot in the head? Well, I think I know what shot in the head looks like. Did a round glance off his helmet? That's what it sounds like to me. But that doesn't sell, does it? Yeah, let me just tell you. Some of the people that used to wear the Marine uniform, the Army uniform, and now write, the sensational bullshit they come up with is every bit as bad as the people that we harangue about on a daily basis. Yeah. All right. I got to take a break. All right. I got to make sure Jack's okay. Email. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me about your dog? He's a straight up man. No, you know, Jack may be starved for, he might be starved for affection. Okay. He might be starved for affection. That may be the issue. So he wants, that's why I had to get Joe. So Jack would stop jumping off buildings and jumping in traffic. So we've got that one in the can. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, Alex Holling's going to join us. I hope. All right. So more of All Marine Radio coming up next. On a Monday that feels very much like a Monday, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.